感谢神的带领，让我们这个机会能够一起来领受神给我们的力量。
We thank the Lord for this opportunity that together we may gather to feast on His words.
我想举办圣餐典礼呢，对我们基督教来讲是一个比较特别的时候。
I think conducting the sacrament of Holy Communion to the Christian is considered a special event.
其实在使徒初期领圣餐办圣餐对他们来讲应该是平常的一种吃饭的活动
but to the apostles and the apostolic time to partake of the Holy Communion is much more ordinary as if they're just partaking a meal
因为耶稣在办圣餐的时候呢其实是他们正在吃晚餐的时候
when Jesus Christ was performing the Holy Communion during the Last Supper it's just time when they're eating
当然那个时候耶稣内心里面有许多的看有许多的这种波动
Of course at that time Jesus Christ had a lot of inner struggle within
但是门徒呢可能不怎么能够体会得到
And yet the apostles were not really aware of it
那当时为什么耶稣基督他要举办这个圣餐
Why is it that Christ instituted the Holy Communion?
因为他想要让门徒有一个很深刻的印象
He wished to impress upon the apostlesDeeply.
我们若看旧约的圣经
If we read the Old Testament,
旧约时期神常常这样叫先知做许多的动作其实是要传达一个信息
In the Old Testament, God would tell the prophet to do many things in order to impart a message
比如说他叫先知去娶那些不是很好的妇人
For instance, he instructed the prophets to go and marry someone perhaps that is not very suitable
或者是叫这些先知呢做一些别人本能了解的一个动作
or that he would ask the prophets to do things that others cannot really understand why
我们知道因为我们现在知识非常的发达所以有很多的东西我们可以表达的非常的清楚
nowadays knowledge is much more popular and prevalent therefore we're able to express ourselves
我不管怎么样当我们在教小孩子的时候
but no matter what when we're teaching the children
你会发觉到说其实妈妈他都是用很多的动作来让孩子去明白。
You will realize that the mother would teach the child in many ways by her actions.
他并不是要孩子重复他的动作。
Not necessarily does she expect the child to imitate and repeat her actions.
而是要孩子去做他动作后面的那个东西。
But rather for the child to do what follows her actions.
比如说在路上看到一个病的猫。
For instance, if they were walking on the street and they saw a cat.Who's sick?
那妈妈呢会去照顾他。
Or the mother will go forward to try and help.
那孩子就在旁边看。
And the child will observe the action.
然后妈妈就告诉他说，以后看到这种比较柔弱的动物呢，要知道怎么去爱护它们。
So the mother may say to the child that in future, if you see an animal in distress, maybe this is how you will try and help it.
所以我想，当时耶稣举办圣餐，他有一个很重要的目的。
Therefore, I think that when Christ instituted the Holy Communion, he had a very important purpose.
其实那个应该不是第一次耶稣跟门徒在逾越节期吃饭吧？我想。
I believe that it will not be the first time that Jesus shared the Passover feast with his apostles.
因为门徒已经跟耶稣跟了三年了。
The apostles had already followed him for about 3 years.
但是耶稣知道说时候到了。
But Jesus realized that the time is at hand.
所以呢，他留下一个很深刻的印象。
Therefore, he has to leave them this deep impression.
所以他那一天呢，特别同样的晚餐，他特别讲了一些的话。
That specific supper, although it is the same kind of supper they share daily, he wanted to say something different.
然后在那一天呢，他还洗他们的脚。
And also on that very night, he washed their feet.
其实很多东西你可能会忘记。
A lot of things perhaps you will forget.
但是一些动作你可能会记得
But there are some actions that you will retain
比如说朋友对你的一些看眼神啊或是你可能会记得很清楚
Perhaps maybe the way your friend looks at you it's an impression that you will remember
你们可能都有这个印象吧
You will have this kind of
比如说你在学校做报告
If you were making a report in your school
你觉得讲的不晓得好不好
And you're not sure whether or not you did a good job
但是如果那个时候有个同学你很要好的同学跟你说
But if a very good friend of you came to you and said you did well
你这个动作呢你可能会一辈子都记起来
And when you see that action with a thumbs up then I think you'll remember it for life
他说那时候跟你讲话你可能会忘记
perhaps whatever he or she may say to you at that moment you may not remember.
但是那个动作会记起来。
But that action of a thumbs up, then you will always remember.
像我对我孩子的一个记忆哈。
Just like a memory that I have of my son.
我儿子现在已经快30岁了。
My son is almost 30.
其实他跟我讲很多话，30年应该有很多话可以讲。
I think in 30 years we probably talked about a lot of things.
几乎都忘记了。
And I don't think I can recall much of it.
倒是能够记得他的一些动作。
However, I can remember some of the actions he did.
比如说刚生出来的时候。
For instance, when he was first born.
因为他妈妈生命比较危险。
Because his mother's life was actually in danger.
所以呢，他被送到这个另外一个房间里面，这个小孩呀。
And so the infant, the newborn, was put to another room.
我去看他那个样子，我到现在都记得清楚。
When I saw him in the incubator, I still can remember.
然后他长大之后，有一次发高烧。
When he was growing up, once he had a high fever,
我们怎么祷告烧都退不下来。
It didn't matter how much we prayed, the fever did not abate.
他看我们的那个眼神啊。
And the way he stared at us.
他当然是烧得很辛苦了。
Of course, he was in a lot of suffering.
然后看着你那个眼神啊。
And the eyes that were staring at us.
到现在是不会忘记。
I can still remember to this day.
所以很多的动作会很深的印象。
A lot of these actions will leave a deep impression.
那在这个动作后面呢，其实有很深的感情。
And behind these actions are very deep feelings.
你不断的去思考这个动作。
And the more you think about these actions,
其实呢，你就能够非常的逐渐的明白做这个事情人的那种心情是什么。
And gradually you will be able to understand the heart of the person who did these things.
所以当耶稣起来洗门徒脚的时候，
When Jesus got up from the table to wash the feet of his disciples,
每个人都非常惊讶。
The apostles were shocked.
到底发生什么事情？
What's going on?
所以彼得说，你洗我的脚吗？
That's why Peter said to him, you are washing my feet.
所以对彼得讲，这是不可能，怎么耶稣会做这个动作？
Because to Peter, Jesus is doing something that's impossible.
耶稣虽然跟他说，我若不洗你，你跟我是没有份的。
Even though Jesus said to him, if I do not wash you, you have no part with me.
但是接着耶稣跟他说，
But then continue, Jesus said,
我所做的你不能明白。
You do not understand what I am doing.
你以后才能够明白。
You will understand later.
那觉得很奇怪，你不是讲得很明白了吗？
It's kind of weird. Isn't Jesus was he very clear?
你已经讲得很明白，说我若不洗你，你就与我无份了。
He already said, if I do not wash you, you have no part with me.
这一句话这么好明白的话语。
It seems very easily understood.
也因为这么好明白的话，所以我才请你将我全身洗一次，不是吗？
And because I understood it perfectly, therefore I asked that you wash me completely from head to toe.
怎么你接着又告诉我说，我所做的你不能明白？
Why did you continue to say that what I am doing, you will not understand?
所以很有可能彼得那时候的认知。对耶稣来讲说，你认错了啦，你搞错了，不是这个意思的。
And perhaps the understanding of Peter at that moment of time is not what Jesus intended for him to understand.
不是洗不洗这个问题。
It's not a matter of to wash or not to wash.
而是我这个动作到底代表什么？你到底有没有搞懂
？Rather, do you understand why I'm doing this?
对你来说是接受。
To you, you just have to accept it.
因为我脚伸出来，你一洗我就恩典了。
Because as long as I stick out my feet, you wash it, then I will be blessed.
但是我这个动作不是要你去。接受。
But this action is merely for you, not just to accept.
我是要你去付出。
I want you to offer yourself.
你怎么会想的是接受呢？
How will you think that you're merely accepting it?
而且你要想接受更多，所以从头到脚通通要洗。
And you want to be accepted even more. That's why you ask for me to bathe you from head to toe.
其实我要你，我洗你的脚是要你像我一样的去付出。
The reason why I'm washing your feet is so that you can do the same as what I did is to.Sacrifice.
我是你们的夫子，是你们的老师，没有错。
I am your master, your teacher. That is true.
但是我都服侍你们了。
But I am willing to serve you.
你们就跟着我这样去做就对了。
Then all you have to do is do the same.
所以这个，你如果慢慢去想，你会觉得哇，里面有很多的道理可以让我们学习。
If you consider this carefully and deeply, you will realize there's a lot of teachings within for us to learn.
那我想圣餐也是一样。
I think the Holy Communion is the same.
大家至少也吃过几次逾越节的晚餐了。
I think after a few Passover feasts.
但是耶稣那一天晚突然拿起饼来祝谢。
And yet that particular night, Jesus took up the bread and blessed it.
他擘开。
And he broke it.
他说：“这是我的身体。”
He said, "This is my body."
我想那门徒想说：“怎么这个一个饼变成他的身体？”
And I'm sure that the disciples were wondering how come this bread suddenly became his body.
其实门徒一直没有办法明白耶稣在做什么。
In fact, the disciples. could not understand what Jesus was doing.
三年之内，他们几乎搞不懂耶稣在做什么。
Even within the 3 years of following him, they don't really understand why Jesus was doing and why.
但是他们记得住耶稣的一些动作。
But they have a deep impression of the actions that Jesus took.
所以他拿起饼来祝谢。
So he took up the bread and he blessed it.
他将它擘开。
And he broke it.
然后分给门徒吃。
And then gave it to his disciples to eat.
说这是我的身体，为你们死的。
Saying to them that this is my body which was given for you.
然后你们分着吃吧。
And take eat.
你就在想这句话。
And you just have to think about what he said.
这是你的身体。
This is my body.
你怎么叫我们吃进去呢？
How can you tell us to eat it?
这到底有什么意义？
What does this mean?
为什么你要说这个饼是你的身体？
Why do you have to say that this bread is your body?
你为什么要叫我们吃进去？
And then why did you ask us to eat it?
而且告诉我们说，
And then tell us,
你这个擘开是为我们擘开的。
That you broke this bread for our sake.
所以我想说，这个动作我们今天还要再去思想一次。
And I think that this particular action is worthy for us to think.
因为其实同样的跟洗脚礼，我们也是有这么的认识。
And similar to the washing of feet, we have the same understanding.
我们总是将它想成是恩典。
We think of it as a grace.
我平常不来聚会，
If I don't come to church
regularly,
but when there's communion, I will come.
因为一吃下去呢，啊，就有生命了。
Because we feel that as soon as we eat of it, we have life.
末日就可以复活了。
And in the end, we will resurrect.
我常在想说，这个道理是对还是错？
And I often consider whether or not this is true or not.
你半年以前
，half a year ago，
才吃进去不是吗
？Did you not just taken the? Have you not just taken the bread?
然后半年之后，难道耶稣就跑掉了吗？
Does that mean half a year later Jesus had ran away?
怎么你还在吃？加上一次再吃进去一次。
Why is it that necessary for you to eat Christ's body again?
为的是什么呢？
What for?
为了要复活。
In order to resurrect.
所以我说这种东西，你去想觉得怪怪的。
So if you consider it further, you will find a lot of questions.
当你吃这个饼下去
，When you eat of this bread,
耶稣说我在你里面，你在我里面。
Jesus says, I am in you and you are in me.
好了，我现在二月我领了圣餐。
So here in February we had the Holy Communion.
耶稣在我里面
，Jesus is in me.
我在他里面
，and I'm in him.
到了八月
，Until August,
我还要领吗
？Does that mean I have to take it again?
耶稣还在我里面呢。
Jesus is still within me.
他应该是没有跑掉吧
？I don't think he has ever left you.
我为什么要再拿一次饼再来吃下去呢
？Why is it necessary for us to pick up the bread and?
那是不是要变成两个耶稣在我里面
？Does that mean there's two Jesus?
所以我想说，应该不是这个道理。
I think that this is probably wrong.
没有错，有恩典在。
It is true that grace is contained within.
但是我想，耶稣那时候所要教导门徒的，应该不是。接受的恩典。
But I believe that Jesus is trying to teach this disciple not about the grace of receiving blessings,
而是付出的恩典。
But rather the blessings of giving.
所以我们知道，耶稣是道成了肉身来到这个世界。
We know that Jesus is the Word incarnate that came to this earth.
然后耶稣说他是天上的粮，生命的粮食。
And Jesus says, "I am the bread from heaven."
是天上粮食赐下来让我们吃的。
And this bread has been given to us to eat.
所以当我们吃的时候，其实不是在吃饼。
When we're eating it, we're not actually just eating the bread.
没有错，你说是在吃耶稣的身体。
True that you say you are consuming the body of Christ.
因为耶稣好像也是这么说。
Because this is what he said.
问题是耶稣有身体吗
？But the question is, did Jesus have a physical body?
耶稣的身体跟我们一样吗
？Is the body of Christ same as ours？
我们这个叫做必朽坏的身体。
We are a corruptible body。
那耶稣的身体会朽坏吗
？Would the body of Christ be the same as ours and be corrupt？
如果耶稣不为我们舍弃生命的话
，If Jesus did not give up his life for us，
请问耶稣会不会死
？Would Jesus Christ die？
应该是不会吧
？I don't think so。
因为死是罪的结局啊。
Because death is the end of sin.
如果没有罪在他身上
，if sin is not upon him，
他的身体是不朽坏的
，then his body is incorruptible。
因为是罪让我们朽坏，不是吗
？It is because of sin that our body would deteriorate。
因为死是罪的结局呀、啊。
And death is the eventual end。
所以耶稣说他是凭着权柄舍弃他的生命的。
And Jesus says he holds the authority to give up his life。
然后又凭着权柄将他拿回来。
And he has the authority to reclaim it。
所以耶稣的身体跟我们是不一样。
So Jesus' body is different from ours.
他说这是我的身体。
He said, "This is my body."
你就要这么想。
Then you have to think of it this way.
他这个身体其实是道成了肉身来。
You have to realize body of Christ is Word incarnate.
当然那时候也没有这么像我们现在这么书这么多。
They don't have a lot of books like we have nowadays.
耶稣说你们就吃吧。
Jesus said to them, eat.
其实你看圣经里面神跟先知不管旧约先知都是一样。
And we see that in the Bible that when God treats the prophets in the Old Testament, it's the same.
就是叫他们吃书卷。
He asked the prophet to eat the scroll.
就吃下去吧。
Just eat the scroll.
吃下去之后呢然后去说预言。
And when he ate the scroll, then he's able to prophesy.
你若吃下去了那个力量就会出来了。
When you eat of it, then the power will come.
所以吃是为了要产生那个力量的。
And therefore, the act of eating is in order for the power to be shown.
那这个力量是为了别人产生出来的。
And this power comes to being for the sake of others.
因为要去传警告，要去传福音。
Because their purpose is to give out warning, to give out a message.
要将神的道继续传出去。
To let the word of God to be spread out.
所以那个时候，因为我们知道说耶稣来是要来建立神的国在地上。
We know that Jesus came to this earth to build the kingdom of God on earth.
所以他差门徒出去传福音。
That's why he sent the disciples out to preach.
那怎么差他们出去传福音呢
？How did he do that?
他第一个要他们。将这个道吃进去。
First, he asked them to eat of the word.
这是我的身体。
This is my body.
是道成肉身来的。
It is the word made in flesh.
你们如果要有生命
，If you wish to have life,
你要将道吃进去。
You must eat of the word first.
当道吃进去你里面之后
，And after you ate of the word,
你必然会产生那生命的力量来。
Then the life force will come forth.
如果你只是吃一块饼进去
，If you're just eating a piece of bread,
那过两天就没有了。
And it's gone in a few hours.
但是如果吃了道进去的话
，But if you ate of the word,
它能够在你里面产生一种力量上来。
It will be able to give the power from within.
就像旧约时期先知对着这些枯干的骨头说话一样。
And just like the prophet who said to the bones that were withered.
当这个道进入了这些枯干的骨头里面。
When the word went into these dry bones.
他们就成为一个强大的军队。
They stood up and became a mighty army.
那更何况我们现在是个活的人。
And we are even better because we're alive.
那一个活的人吃进这个道，当然这个生命力会更大。
So when a person who's alive eat of this word, then this life force will be even greater.
所以你就想当时的情形。
If you imagine back then,
圣餐跟洗脚礼
，Holy Communion and foot washing，
都是耶稣第一次做的。
Were done by Jesus Christ for the first time.
犹大也吃了。
And Judas also ate of it.
请问耶稣有没有在他里面
？I ask you, is Jesus in him？
他的饼是耶稣亲自祝福的。
And the bread that he ate was personally blessed by Christ.
他的饼是耶稣拿给他吃的。
And his bread was personally handed to him by Jesus Christ.
所以犹大真的吃下去了。
And Judas really did eat of it.
但是魔鬼呢也跟着进去了。
But Satan also entered into him.
因为他根本就不再吃神的道。
Because he was not eating the word of God.
他所吃的是一种贪念的心。
What he ate was his own avarice.
所以到时候耶稣说你要做什么你去做吧。
And that's why at the end Jesus told him, go and do what you have to do.
洗脚也是一样。
And the same as the washing of feet.
耶稣亲自洗了他的脚了。
Jesus personally washed Judas's feet.
难道犹大就因此跟耶稣有份吗？
Does that mean that Judas had any part with Christ?
没有。
No.
越洗越没有份。
The more he washed him, the less he had a part of him.
他越洗呢，越离耶稣越远。
And the more he washed him, the farther he went from Christ.
所以其实我在想说，第一次的圣餐是不是失败？第一次的洗脚礼是不是失败
？So I wonder, is the first Holy Communion, the first foot washing, a complete failure?
如果按照我们一般的信仰
，According to our common faith,
只要我去做了，就有福了。
If I do it, then I will be blessed.
但是犹大有没有福气呢
？But I ask you the Judas was he blessed?
所以我们一定要跳脱这种想要一直得到的这样的心情。
Therefore, we have to get ourselves away from this need to just keep on receiving.
我想没有错，每个人都会想要得的很多，包括我在内呢。
It's true that including myself, I wish to get more.
这个本身也不是什么错误。
And this is not really wrong.
但是我们为什么要求神给我们力量
？But why do I ask God for strength?
不是求神给我们那个要要求更多的那个力量。
We do not ask God for strength so that we can ask for even more things.
而是求神给我们力量，能够连我们少少的都愿意付出去。
So that we ask God for strength so that even whatever little we have, we are able to contribute.
所以从神来得力量的时候，是为了要能够付出。
We ask strength from the Lord in order for us to sacrifice ourselves.
所以我想说，在耶稣半圣餐那个时候。
So I imagine when Christ was performing the Holy Communion,
他要门徒记住一件事情。
He wanted the disciples to remember one thing.
因为我死了。
because of my sacrifice.
所以你们就有了生命了。
Therefore, you have life.
你们要这样一直纪念我。
You have to remember it this way.
一直纪念这个事情。
And to remember this event.
如果没有麦子死。
If the wheat was not falling into the ground and died,
就不会生出很多。
Then not a plant would not grow out of it.
但是你不要说我死了以后每天都在生长，不会的。
But you must not say that after I die, it will grow every day.
我死了，你们生长。
I die in order for you to live.
但是你们后面的那个人能不能生长呢？要看你们死不死。
But whether or not the people after you will live depends on whether or not you are willing to die.
你不能将他们又交来给我了。
You.
你不能将你的后面的那一代的人又交给我。
You cannot give the next generation of people and say, Jesus is responsible for them as well.
所以保罗不是讲过一句话怪怪的吗？
Did you not consider the words of Paul?
他说他这么做呢是要补耶稣的不足啊。
He says he's doing all this in order to
来补到耶稣当时没有做完成的东西。
To ameliorate the things that Christ did not finish.
其实不是没有做完。
But in fact, it's not because Jesus did not finish it.
神做完了。
God completed it.
但是能不能一直传下去是由你来决定。
But whether or not this tradition will continue to be spread out depends on you.
如果你拿到了，你不再传下去了。
If you take it, but you do not pass it on.
你这个生命不再交给下一次了。
Then your life is not given to the next generation.
那这个生命就不会下去了。
Then this life will not continue.
那你要怎么让它能够再下去呢？
So how do you continue this life?
你就必须要再死一次。
You have to be willing to die.
我替你而死。
I die for you.
让你有生命。
So that you have life.
你要替下一代而死。
You have to die for the next generation.
让他们有生命。
So that they can have life.
所以这个生命才能够越来越旺盛。
In order for this life to continue to thrive.
所以当这些圣餐都办完了，洗脚都做完了。
And after the holy communion and the foot washings are done.
耶稣就真的去受死了。
Jesus really went and faced his fate.
然后他从死里复活。
And then he was able to resurrect from death.
死去复活之后，他就回来找门徒。
After he resurrected from death, he came back to the disciples.
那门徒都还在，十一个门徒都还在。
The 11 disciples were still around.
耶稣好像去了都没看见。
And Jesus went as if he saw nothing.
只看到一个彼得。
He just saw Peter.
所以他就问彼得。
And he asked him.
说彼得，你爱我吗
？Peter, do you love me?
那我觉得说。当然我们现在圣经很熟了，所以不会觉得很奇怪。
Probably because we're familiar with the Bible, then therefore we don't feel that it's kind of strange.
如果你今天听到一个人在问另外一个人，
If today you listen to someone's conversation,
你爱我吗？
And the person said to another, do you love me?
当然了，那个语气不知道怎么样，我们琢磨不出来。
And we're not sure exactly the tone, the voice, perhaps.
耶稣可以问彼得说，你爱我吗？
Jesus can be very stern and said to Peter, do you love me?
意思就是说，你前几天为什么否定我？
Perhaps meaning, why is it that a few days ago you denied me three times?
你到底爱不爱我？
Do you really love me?
或是很温和地跟他说。
Or perhaps Jesus was very gentle.
彼得，你爱我吗？
Do you truly love me?
你会觉得在旁边听的时候会想哭。
And when you hear it, you might want to weep.
因为这里面要传达一个很深刻的信息。
Because within this is a very deep and abiding message.
那耶稣怎么去找一个否定他的彼得？
Why would he go and find someone?Like Peter who denied him.
我们不是说他否认耶稣三次吗？
Do we not say that he denied Jesus three times?
三次是很多次。
Three times is a lot.
那耶稣为什么没有看到别人，只是去问彼得？
Why is it that Jesus saw no one else? He just asked this of Peter.
其实最失败的彼得，其实是最成功的彼得。
In actual fact, the failure of Peter is actually the most triumphant.
没有错，另外十个门徒是没有否认耶稣的，没有错。
The other 10 apostles, yes, they did not deny Jesus.
按照圣经节这么记载。
According to the scriptures.
凡在人面前不认我的，我在天父面前也不认他。
Those people who deny me in the presence of my Father, I will also deny him.
所以这十一个门徒里面呢，只有彼得否定他。
The only person out of these disciples who denied Jesus was Peter.
所以呢，耶稣在天父面前是应该不会认彼得的。
Therefore, in the presence of his heavenly Father, Jesus should deny Peter.
另外十个呢都没有否认过耶稣。
The other 10 disciples they did not deny Jesus.
所以他们是应该可以进天国的。
So they should technically be able to enter heaven.
按照道理就是写这么清楚啊。
According to the scriptures, which was very clear.
所以危险来到就赶快溜。
But when danger came, they all left.
免得你去否认耶稣。
So that you don't have this opportunity to deny anyone.
你跑得越远越好。
The farther you go, the better.
那我们就回头想。
And if we look back,
如果你是耶稣
if you are Jesus Christ,
十二个门徒一个卖了你呢？
Out of the 12 apostles, one of them betrayed you.
剩下11个。
There were only 11 left.
结果我被抓了。
And after I've been captured,
另外10个全部跑光了。
The other 10 all left me.
你那时候回头一看。
When you turn back and look,
你有什么心情？
How would you feel?
你会觉得说，哎，这个彼得怎么不跑？
You would probably wonder, how come Peter is still around?
哦，原来是要留下来否定我的。
It's for the purpose of staying behind so that he can deny me.
你会这么想吗？
Would you think of it this way?
不可能的事情。
No.
你那时候一定知道说，这里面最爱我的就是彼得。
At that moment, you would probably think of the apostles, Peter probably loved me the most.
最相信我的就是彼得。
And the one who believed in me the most.
大家都跑掉了。
Everybody has gone.
没有说，因为他们跑掉了，所以他们就没有这个患难的这个机会来否定耶稣三次。
It's true that when they left, they no longer have the opportunity to have to deny Christ.
你可以说他们就因此不要犯罪了。
And then you can say that because of that, they did not sin.
因为没有试探。
Because they had no temptation to.
但是彼得却留下来。
And yet Peter stayed behind.
他留下来被认出来了。
He stayed behind and was recognized.
然后他否定了耶稣三次。
And he denied knowing Christ 3 times.
你如果是耶稣，
if you were Jesus Christ,
你会责怪彼得吗？
Would you rebuke Peter?
还是你会有点伤心说另外十个怎么跑光了？
Or would you be sad that the other 10 had abandoned you?
你是不是宁愿彼得，宁愿他们也像彼得一样留下来否定他？
Would you rather that the 10 had stayed behind and eventually did deny knowing you?
所以耶稣回过头来去找他们。
Jesus turned back to look for his disciples.
另外十个人都没看见。
He did not see the other 10.
他只问彼得。
He only asked for Peter.
所以我想说，另外十个在旁边听一听，或者是不是滋味，或者是觉得说，是不是耶稣要骂彼得？
I wonder when the other 10 disciples see that they were wondering if Jesus was about to yell at Peter.
因为大家都坐在一起啊。
Because they're all together.
比如说我们这，比如说我们这几个人啊。
For instance, in our little group of people.
反正几天前大家都跑掉，叫你彼得。呆呆坐在那边去否认耶稣。
If a few days ago most of us are gone, and except for Peter who stayed behind but denied Christ.
然后现在耶稣回来了。
And now Jesus came.
每个人心情都不一样了。
I'm sure all of us have very different feelings.
跑掉应该说，哦，哎呀，我没有否定他。
You might say to yourself, "Oh, I ran away, therefore I didn't deny him."
只有彼得，现在看彼得怎么办呢
？We'll have to see what Peter is going to do now.
所以当耶稣问他的时候
，When Jesus asked of Peter,
西门彼得儿子。
Simon
Peter 是谁的儿子忘记是彼得你爱我吗
Peter do you love me
你看另外四个会怎么想
What do you think the other 10 disciples were thinking
来算账的
That Jesus is taking an account
那说叫你跑你就不跑
That you should have ran but you didn't
你看耶稣来找你算账
Now Jesus is coming back to make you accountable
当耶稣问彼得说你爱我吗
But when Jesus asked Peter do you love me
当然要是我是彼得我会马上想到几天前我说这个人我不认识不是吗
If I were Peter I would immediately remember that mere 3 days ago I denied knowing him
所以一定会心里会震了一下
And I'm sure your heart would jump
所以他心震了一下
He was shocked
他想说耶稣难道不知道吗
He was thinkingWould Jesus not know that I've done this?
所以他就跟不会了，难道耶稣不了解我吗？
Is it possible that Jesus didn't understand me?
所以他就跟耶稣说：“主啊，我爱你。”
So he said to Jesus, Lord, you know that I love you.
耶稣说：“你牧养我的羊。”
And Jesus said to him, Feed my lamb.
哇，另外十个门徒一听，哎呀，怎么交任务给他
？And the 10 other disciples.Are wondering why this particular duty was given to him.
这个否定他的人，他不知道吗
？Did he not know that this is the very man who?
为什么将群羊交给这个彼得否认耶稣
？Why then was the flock given to this person who denied him?
耶稣第二次再问他。
The second time Jesus asked him.
彼得，你爱我吗
？Peter, do you love me?
彼得说：“主啊，你知道我爱你的。
”And Peter saying, "Lord, you know that I love."
耶稣再次说：“你要牧养我的羊。
”And once again Jesus says, "Feed my sheep."
耶稣就问他第三次。
And the third time Jesus asked him.
所以每次耶稣在问，其实彼得都会听到自己的声音。
So every time Jesus posed this question to Peter, Peter would hear his own voice.
这个人我不认识。
That I do not know him.
所以第三次耶稣在问他的时候。
The third time Jesus asked him.
彼得就很伤心了。
Jesus Peter was very sad.
圣经记说彼得就心里很伤心。
The Bible says that Peter was saddened in his heart.
他就跟主说。
And he said to the
Lord, 主啊，你知道我是爱你的。
Lord, you know that I love you.
耶稣说，那你牧养我的羊。
Jesus says, feed my lamb.
好了，那这个跟圣餐有什么关系？
So what does this have to do with communion?
我们要知道说，圣餐不是要纪念主的死。单单的这个事情而已。
We have to understand that Holy Communion is not merely for the purpose of remembering Jesus' death.
而是要去想说耶稣他怎么情愿甘心舍弃天上的宝座来到世上为我们而死。
But rather to consider what compelled Jesus to give up his throne in heaven to come to this earth and to die for us.
在这个死里面这个爱要有多大才能够完成这个死的事情。
And within this death, how huge this love must have been in order for him to complete this death for us.
因为不是他必须要死的。
Because it's not necessary for him to die.
而是他自己凭着权柄愿意死的。
But it is the authority that he took it upon himself to die.
这个权柄是什么？
What is this authority?
我想就是爱的力量。
I think it's a power of love.
你如果爱不够深，你不可能替别人死。
If your love is not sufficient, you would never die for anybody.
那你如果爱够深，你替他死，你也愿意的。
And if you love this person very much, even to die for him, you will be more than willing.
所以耶稣这个动作是要门徒能够效法他。
And this action that Jesus undertook is so that his disciple will be able to imitate him.
在我擘开这个动作，我将我的身体擘开。
In this action of breaking this bread and breaking my body, and to shed my blood.
你要知道，都是因为爱的缘故。
You have to realize I did this out of love.
如果没有爱，就不再有生命了。
If there's no love, there's no life.
所以你们今天将这个爱拿去吃着吧。
So therefore, today eat this in love.
要记住这个爱。
And to remember this love.
你们要这么行，为了纪念我是如何的爱你们。
You have to do this in order to remember that this is how much I love you.
为的是要你们用同样的爱去喂养我的羊。
And so that you can take the same love and to feed my sheep.
因为爱的缘故，也愿意牺牲自己。
Because of love, you're willing to give yourself.
所以耶稣就问了彼得三次。
Therefore, Jesus asked Peter three times.
你爱我吗？
Do you love me?
其实耶稣那时候已经是跟门徒讲话讲到最后了，他就是要升天了。
Because these are the final words of Christ before he ascended to heaven.
他应该开始跟彼得讲说，哎呀，什么大教义啊，什么东西你要记清楚，要不然这个福音传不出去啊。
Perhaps he should have impressed upon him the important doctrines in order for him to preach the gospel.
好像不是这样。
But I don't think this happened.
耶稣最后最关心的一个事情。
The most important thing before Christ ascended.
你爱我吗？
Just ask him, do you?
因为福音如果没有爱，就没有福音了。
Because if the gospel did not have love within it, then there's no gospel.
如果真理没有爱，也就是没有真理了。
If the truth does not have love within it, then it's not true.
在爱里面，你不要去管真理不真理。
Within love, there's no longer whether or not it's truth.
只要这是真心诚意的爱，它必须会产生真理来。
As long as the love is pure, then the truth will naturally follow.
用爱来产生真理。
And to love, to have love in order to to manifest the truth.
所以耶稣要彼得用爱去牧养他的群羊。
And that is why Jesus wants Peter to feed his sheep and his lamb with love.
所以你看天底下的所有的妇人的所有的母亲啊。
So you see all of the mothers and the fathers under the sun.
不是说只有在这些文明的社会的母亲妈妈才能够将孩子教好。
It's not that only in the advanced societies are the mother able to take care of her children properly.
我们这边有很多的这种资源的丰富，我们要养一个小孩很简单。
We have a lot of resources in this country, and therefore we can take care of our children quite easily.
我们可能认为说只要有钱就能够将孩子养好。
We probably think that as long as we have money, we'll be able to take care of our children properly.
但是天底下80%的妈妈没有这个条件。
But about 80% of the mothers under the sun do not have these kind of conditions.
所以当我到了比较贫穷的地区，
when I went to more impoverished places,
我就很好奇说这些妈妈怎么养小孩。
I am always amazed in how the parents, how the mothers took care of their kids.
他们有没有去看书啊？如何教养小孩？
Did they consult any books and magazines on how to raise their kids?
你会去发觉到是一个爱字而已。
But you feel that the only thing they have for them is love.
因为他们有爱。
And because they love them.
所以他们能够想出许多许多的方式让这个孩子生命长大。
They are able to think of various ways in making sure that their children grow up properly.
那我们这些没有爱的呢？
And for those of us who do not have love.
当然不是说完全没有爱的哈。
I'm not saying that completely without love.
我们认为说养小孩就是钱嘛。
we tend to think that to raise kids it means spending money.
所以呢，就是一个方式嘛。
And this is one way of doing it.
啊，买牛奶啦，充东西的去给他吃吧。
Make sure that we provide them the best of nutrition.
所以我们没有付出一个爱来。
And we do not give. In love.
所以没有产生出一个很多的方式。
And therefore, not many methods came out of it.
但是你看每个国家的妈妈。
And yet, you look at mothers from all countries.
包括动物。
And also animals.
这么多不同的环境底下。
And all of these varying environments.
却因为爱的缘故。
But because they love.
因为愿意付出爱。
Because they're willing to demonstrate it.
你看每个动物，每个人类，每种人类都可以想出各种的方式。让他们的孩子活下去。
See, all animals and all humans are able to think of various ways to making sure that their children thrive.
所以我想说，今天主也是这样的盼望着我们。
I believe that the Lord is asking us of the same today.
要怎么样让我们的孩子，让我们周围的人能够得到饱足
？How will we be able to make sure that the people around us are happy and satisfied?
怎么样将耶稣为我们而死这个救恩传给他们，让他们感受得到呢？
How will we be able to pass on the salvation, this gospel that the Lord has given us so that they can be saved?
当你要走向他们的时候
When you are about to approach them.
比如说你是讲道的
For instance, if you're about to give a sermon.
或是在教小孩子的
Or you're a teacher.
或者在传福音的
Or you're preaching the gospel.
或者只是家里面的爸爸或妈妈
Or if you're just a parent.
当你要去跟他们传耶稣的时候
When you want to pass on the message of Christ.
不是说请看第几章第几节
You do not turn to the scriptures, chapter and verse.
耶稣没有这么问你
Jesus did not ask you to do so.
耶稣到最后没有再问彼得说我讲的话你都记住了吗
Jesus did not say to Peter, do you remember everything I told
you? 来我考试一下
I'm going to test you.
你要做什么呢
What are you doing?
要怎么洗礼呢
How do you conduct baptism?
要奉谁的名呢
And what name do you call upon?
他都没有再问这些
He did not ask any of these.
他只问一个
He just asked him.
问了三次
Three times.
你爱我
Do you love me?
因为耶稣也知道
Does Jesus also understand?
只要彼得的爱深
If the love of Peter is deep enough
他必定能够想出更好的食物给这些群羊
He would think of all ways in order to feed the sheep
所以耶稣最后一个结论就跟彼得说
And so the last resolution Jesus said to Peter
等到你老的时候
Until when you're old
你会跟我一样
You'd just be like me
去到你所不愿意去的地方
They would take you to places where you do not want to go
客西马尼园十字架我也不想去了
I didn't want to go to the Garden of Gethsemane let alone the cross
你也听见我跟天父的祷告
And you have heard of my prayers to the Heavenly Father
我真的是不愿意
I really didn't want it
但是我为什么最后接受了
But why is it that in the end I accepted
因为我爱你们胜过爱我自己
Because I love you more than I love me.
所以我愿意为你们而牺牲。
And therefore I'm willing to sacrifice myself for you.
那你彼得也是一样。
And you, Peter, should do the same.
当你年老的时候。
When you're old.
为了我的缘故。
For my sake.
你一定要，你会去到你所不愿意去的地方。
You will be taken to places where you do not want to go.
是，约翰福音的作者就这么说。
And this is what is written by the author of John.
耶稣讲这句话。
Jesus said this.
是要说彼得是要怎么死来荣耀主所说的话。
Says that is what Jesus said in order to let Peter know how he was going to die.
其实按照历史记载，彼得死的也是蛮凄惨的。
And according to history, the end of Peter was also quite horrifying.
但这却是个荣耀。
But to him, this is a glory.
为什么呢
？Why?
因为这是一个爱的故事。
Because this is a love story.
所以我想说圣餐典礼啊。
So for me, the Holy Communion.
如果我们真的要让神的生命在我里面
，We truly wish to have the life of Christ in us.
不是吃饼喝杯的问题。
It is not a matter of eating the bread and drinking the cup.
而是有没有将耶稣这个这么强烈的爱的这个信息吃进去。
It's whether or not you have taken in this message of Christ of love.
然后将它活出来。
And to live it out.
因为耶稣说得很清楚了。
Jesus was very clear.
你如果吃下去喝下去
Eat of it and drink of it.
我就在你里面。
I will be in you.
你就在我里面。
And you will be in me.
所以人家看的时候看到你的时候呢
So when other people look on you,
好像看到了我一样。
It is as if they see me.
因为我在你里面。
Because I am in you.
那什么叫做我呢
What does it mean me?
就是愿意为你们擘开。
I am willing to break myself for you.
愿意为你们流血。
And willing to shed my blood for you.
他们求主呢帮助我们
we ask the Lord to guide us
因为在这个时代信仰不是很好弄清楚的事情
because in the present society it's difficult for you to differentiate your faith.
因为有太多太多跟圣经没有的关系，让我们没有办法去真的去认识到神。
There is a lot of things that has nothing to do with our faith in our Bible that prevents us from drawing near to God.
我们害怕犯罪。
We're afraid to sin.
所以呢，遇到什么事情我们就溜了。
Whenever we meet up with challenges, we run away.
反正只要我不犯罪就可以了。
As long as I don't sin, it's okay.
如果连彼得都跑掉的话，
if Peter had also ran away,
我想耶稣会很伤心。
I think Jesus would have been devastated.
他应该宁愿彼得留下来否定他。
He rather that Peter stayed behind and denied him.
因为他知道彼得已经是真的尽力了。
Because he knew that Peter had done everything he could.
这个爱已经很感动耶稣了。
This love is already very moving to Christ.
所以这个不叫做罪。
This is not a sin.
这个叫做他没有完成。
This is just he didn't complete it.
但是他已经尽心、尽心、尽力、尽力了。
But he had done everything within him that is possible to do it.
人再怎么尽力都不可能像神这么完全。
No matter how much effort we exert, we can never be perfect like God.
但是人的美丽就是尽心、尽心、尽力、尽力。
But the beauty of man is that he is able to exert and continue to try.
就像孩子，你叫他扫这个房间。
Just like if you ask a child to clean this room,
他怎么扫都不会干净的。
Doesn't matter how much he cleans, it will still be dirty.
难道你会因为这样来责备他吗？
Would you have rebuked him because of that?
然后因为这样来罚站他吗？
Or punish him?
这是不可能的事情。
It's not possible.
他再怎么样的不干净，
It doesn't matter how unclean he left the room.
你都会抱着他说你是最好的。
You would tell him you did a great job.
所以不要害怕没有做好。
So don't be afraid that you didn't do a good job.
害怕的是什么？
What should you be afraid of?
你明明知道应该付出。
That you know that you're supposed to do it.
因为神的爱正在催逼着你。
Because the love of God compels you.
但是你害怕做不好。
But you're afraid that you're not going to do a good job.
你害怕做错了会犯罪。
And you're afraid that you might do something wrong.
再怎么样的犯罪。
Whatever wrong you may do.
我想也不会比彼得更大。
I don't think it would have been worse than Peter.
三次否定耶稣。
For three times he denied knowing Christ.
结果却是一个最荣耀主的人。
And yet he was the one who brought the most glory to God.
好，我们求主帮助我们。
Yes, the Lord guide
us. 让我们能够吃下这个主的肉跟主的血之后。
So that after we eat of his body and drink of his blood.
真的将耶稣的生命吃进去。
That truly we consume within us the life of Christ.
然后让他活出来。
And then to live it.
好，那我们先来祝谢。这是我们的无酵饼。
This is an unleavened bread.
那我们先来祝先呢，求主来祝福这个饼。
Give thanks to the Lord that He may bless this bread.
那我们请一起跪下。奉主耶稣基督圣名祝谢。
Lord Jesus Christ, give thanks.
主啊，我们感谢赞美你。
We praise you, we thank you.
因为你将你的身体擘开。
Because you have broken your body.
让我们能够直接进到神的面前来。
So that we can come to your presence.
主啊，祈求你让我们能够常远看见你。
Lord, we hope that we can always gaze upon you.
在神跟人之间，只有你是唯一的中保。
That you are our connection between men and God.
主啊，祈求你让你的圣灵能够亲自的带领我们。
We ask that your Holy Spirit guide us personally.
在我们孤单的时候。
When we're lonely,
在我们软弱的时候
when we're weak,
都能够因为你的爱而得到激励
because of your love we're able to be encouraged
主啊祈求你按照你的应许
and according to your promise
让我们能够因为吃了你的身你的道之后
after we eat of your word
你的生命在我们里面能够滋长起来
your life within us will be able to flourish
让我们能够活出你的样式来
that we can live in your image
主啊祈求你照顾你在世上的子民
we ask that you take care of your people
让每个人都能够因为你的牺牲而得到造就
so that all will be able to benefit from your sacrifice
也祈求你让我们领受圣餐之后
we ask that after we partake of the communion
能够更活出你的形象
we can live in your image
主啊祈求你的圣灵祝福这个饼
we ask the Holy Spirit to bless this bread
让它成为你的身体
that it is your body
让它成为道成肉身的身体
this word that is made flesh
让我们能够将你道完整的吃下
so that we can eat of your word
哈利路亚阿们那我们来请唱诗哦99首
We sing him 99
Thank you.
这个是主的身体。
This is the body of our Lord.
我们现在请莫导领受。
Please pray and then receive it.
那我们请诗请呢继续不断的诗九十八首。
Number 98.
那我们不用冲促，我们慢慢吃哈，一直到我说阿门哈。那我们请诗请九十八首，那我们莫导领受。跪下来祝谢。
This is the cup that we kneel down to give thanks for.
哈利路亚，奉主耶稣基督的圣名祝谢。
In the name of Jesus Christ, we give thanks.
主啊，为什么在我们这恩典的路上充满了险境
？Why is that we face so much danger on our journey of faith?
你用你的鲜血打开了我们救恩的道路。
May you have opened a way for us with the blood.
给了我们一条又新又活的道路。
Created for us a new and lively way.
在这路上不再有荆棘。
On this way there's no longer the thorns.
在这路上不再有害怕。
On this way we no longer experience fear.
因为你庇护着我们。
Because you cover us.
主啊，祈求你让我们这样的恩典能够长存在我们心里面。
Lord, we hope that this grace is ever present in our hearts.
让我们的信仰能够成为喜乐平安的信仰。
So that our faith.Maybe one of joy, peace.
不再有任何痛苦。
No more any suffering.
不再有任何的害怕。
No more fears.
所以我们感谢赞美你。
Lord, we thank you.
因为你的用你的爱，让我们能够复活起来。
Because of your love, that we're able to live on.
也让我们了解到，只有爱能够让人得到生命。
We also understand that only through love are we able to impart life to others.
祈求你帮助我们。
We ask you to help us.
能够将你的爱表达在我们身上。
So that your love can be seen.
让我们周围的人都能够因为你而被吸引。
That everyone around us may be blessed because of you.
主啊，祈求你圣灵祝福这个葡萄汁。
Ask that the Holy Spirit bless this cup.
让它成为你的宝血。
That it is your precious blood.
让我们能够得到力量。
So may gain strength.
哈利路亚，阿门。 赵弟兄来帮忙倒背一下哈。我们请唱诗104首。现在一起默祷领受圣餐杯。
Please pray together in silence and receive the cup.
那我们请司琴呢，继续司琴104首。上第四节啊，第四节。
Thank you.
好，感谢神，我们圣餐典礼就到这里结束。
Thank the Lord that we conclude the Holy Communion this time.
求神呢祝福我们每一位弟兄姐妹。
Ask the Lord to continue to bless all of us.
在我们每天的生活当中。
Our daily lives.
无论是在教会里面，或在家里面，或在社会上。
Whether if we're in our church, in our home, in our society.
都能够得到他的保守跟祝福。
We are able to enjoy His protection and His grace.
那更重要的是，让我们能够更像主一样。
More importantly, we should be more like Him every day.
愿意为他付出一点点。
Willing to sacrifice even just a little for Him.
为了要让更多人能够享受这么大的恩典。
So that many more people will be able to enjoy such wonderful grace.
当主再问我们一次。
If the Lord were to ask you yet again.
你爱我吗？
Do you love me?
我想我们每个人都能够很感动地回答他。
I believe all of us will be able to answer him from the heart.
主啊，你是知道的。
Lord, you know.
我是爱你的。
I do love you.
那我们今天呢，聚会就到这里结束。
And we'll conclude our service here.
我们就一起跪下来祷告。
Let's pray together.
奉耶稣基督圣名祷告。Thank you.